الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون وقال تعالى وقوموا لله قانتين وقال تعالى وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected listeners, brothers, sisters, elders and young ones, Alhamdulillah, ثم Alhamdulillah. Again, we remind ourselves that tonight is another odd night of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And it could be the night of Qadr. If Allah Ta'ala wills, it is the 25th night. And many a times in the past also, it was the experience of the Mashayikh that it was Laylatul Qadr on the 25th night, like it could have been on the 21st, 23rd, can be in the 27th, 29th. We remind ourselves of Ibn Jawzi Rahmatullahi Alayhi's statement, Laylatul Qadri, Laylatun Yuftahu Fiha Al-Bab. It is the night of majesty, that night where the door is open. Which door are we talking about? The door of the mercy of Allah. The door of tawbah. The door of forgiveness. The door where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the supplication of His servant making ibadah. وَيُقَرَّبُ فِيهَا الْأَحْبَابُ وَيُسْمَعُ فِيهَا الْخِتَابُ وَيُرَدُّ الْجَوَابُ وَيُكْتَبُ لِلْعَامِلِينَ عَظِيمُ الْأَجْرِ وَالثَّوَابُ. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us Laylatul Qadr and the barakat of these nights, inshaAllah. May Allah not deprive any one of us of the greatness of and the majesty of this Mubarak night. InshaAllah, tonight I wish to discuss a very important aspect which generally troubles many of us. Many people have this problem, they ask this question, that I perform my salah. Of course, salah is the great pillar of Islam. After iman, after shahada, salah is the greatest pillar. And all of us, alhamdulillah, we engage in salah 5 times a day. It is a means of asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and drawing from His unlimited treasures. However, the problem arises, or the problem is, that the manner in which we perform salah, this requires urgent attention. Our concentration, our khushu, our khudu in salah is very, very poor. Our mind drifts very quickly, very easily to worldly affairs, to our business matters, social matters, recreational matters. So instead of focusing exclusively on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become very easily distracted. So let us ask ourselves again then, what kind of salah are we then presenting to our Creator? What type of salah are we presenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So inshallah tonight we will discuss certain aspects on how we can inculcate, how we can develop this khushu in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. And they stand before Allah in obedience. Another verse, and truly it is extremely heavy. Salah is heavy and hard except for those who are humble and devoted. In another verse, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful indeed are the believers. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. In the very first quality of the believers that has been mentioned, is that they are those who offer their salah with submissiveness, with deep sincerity, in a dignified manner, in a serene manner, with humility. It is very important to understand that Iblis, who is our enemy, Shaitan, he vowed to mislead and tempt mankind, the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibn Adam, that's you and I. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. Shaitan said, then I will come to them from before them, behind them, from the right, from the left. And one of the main plots of Shaitan is to divert people from salah by all possible means. And he tries to whisper during their salah to deprive them of the ladhat of ibadah, the joy of salah. And he causes them to lose the full blessings, the full reward of salah. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the ulama have mentioned this narration, that khushu will be the first thing to disappear from the earth. As Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala has mentioned, that the first thing of your deen that you will lose is khushu. So khushu in salah. What is khushu? Khushu, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in a calm manner. So khushu actually means calmness, serenity, tranquility, dignity, humility, deep sincerity. So what makes a person have this khushu is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sense that Allah ta'ala is watching him. And so khushu means that the heart stands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in complete humility and submission. Complete humility and submission. So we find that the sight of khushu is the heart. The heart. And the effects now are manifested, they become apparent in the physical body. So, all the limbs of the body, they follow the heart. The heart is the badshah. It's the king. If the heart is corrupted because of ghaflat, negligence, or because of the waswasa of shaitan, the insinuations of shaitan, then we find that the worship of the limbs will also become corrupt. The heart is the king. The faculties and the other limbs, these are all the troops. They follow the king, whatever the command of the king is. So if the king is deposed, his followers will be lost. And that is why we find that the worship does not come up properly. The salat is not perfect, because the heart is not concentrating. The khushu is found in the heart. And many ulama and scholars have written that making a show of one's khushu, this is condemned. As Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, beware of hypocritical humility and devotion. And somebody asked, what does it mean? What is hypocritical humility and devotion? So he explained, he says, when the body shows khushu, the limbs show the khushu, but there is no real khushu in the heart. So the khushu should be in the heart first. This is the site of khushu. And then it manifests itself in the limbs. Hypocritical khushu will be that just the limbs have a certain type of submissiveness in it, and the person is seen to put his head right down, and he's bent a bit, but his heart is not mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is wandering aimlessly. So as I mentioned in the beginning, that we start our salah, we're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our mind wanders. We visit many, many places whilst we are in our salah. We actually go into our shops, sometimes shopping malls. Sometimes we are on a holiday and we're planning our holiday in our salah. Sometimes we're busy offloading containers. Maybe we're marking goods. So various thoughts cross our mind. We're worried about the cricket score or the soccer score. Our mind is bereft of khushu.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be humble and focused in salah. Allah wants us to enjoy our salah. And that is why you find I make in my dua, may Allah ta'ala accept it. May Allah give us the sweetness of sajda. Give us the sweetness, the enjoyment of ibadah. You know, the salafi saliheen, the pious predecessors, we're talking about the sahaba, the tabi'een, the awliya Allah, they would read salah and they would treat salah as though they were in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَرَوْنَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فِي خِدْمَةِ مَحْبُوبِهِمْ. As though they were in the service of their beloved. So like when a person is at the service of his beloved, whatever the beloved wants, this person is readily, or is ready to serve the beloved. And does it so perfectly, precisely. He does it with feeling, with enthusiasm. There's some willingness within him. He doesn't do it lazily. He's not laxed. He does not procrastinate. He does it with eagerness, with a fervor. And therefore they begin to enjoy their prostration before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they have realized this is the most closest position any servant can be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is in sujood, in sajda. And they do not want to move away from this position. They wish they could remain in this position for hours. They do not want to terminate this communion with Allah, this conversation with Allah. The salah that they engage in. Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala, great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's in the haram and despite the heat, the intense heat, you know, striking and beating on his back, he would prolong his sajda. He would not even get up until a long time would elapse. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. This was the condition of the khushu he had in his salah. And at home, his family would be awestruck when he would come. And in his presence, nobody would laugh and make a noise. But the moment he engages in salah, subhanallah, that is the time they would have to make some din, some noise and laugh among themselves, because it was as though he was completely cut off from the rest of the people, cut off from this world. He was in a different realm, a different alam. He was engaged in salah with such khushu that he was totally oblivious of what was happening around him, his surroundings. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, famous as the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah, mentioned in Fazail al-Amal, that when he was struck with the arrow and they could not remove it, except when he was engaged in salah. And that is the only time they were able to pull off that arrow which had penetrated his leg. Because of his total devotion in salah, that he was not even aware of what was happening around him. My respected listeners, Sulaiman al-Taymi rahmatullahi alayh, he stood up once, you know, from Isha Salah, he was engaged in Isha Salah. And Ma'mar rahmatullahi alayh says that I had performed my Isha Salah on his side, on the side of Sulaiman al-Taymi rahmatullahi alayh. So we read Isha Salah together. And then I heard him, he was engaged in his nafil. فسمعته يقرأ في صلاته تبارك الذي بيده الملك, and he was reciting Surah Mulk. حتى أتى على هذه الآية, until he came upon this verse. فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا, and when the disbelievers, when they see Jahannam very very close, then their faces become blackened. فجعل يرددها, he began to repeat this verse. He read it again and again and again and again until the people in the masjid, they had completed their salah, they terminated and all were gone. Ma'mar rahmatullahi alayhi says that I returned home. So this was Isha. He says, Ma'mar says, فَلَمَّا رَجَعْتُ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ لِكَيْ أُؤَذِّنَ الْفَجْرِ,
When I, Ma'mar was a muazzin, he says, when I returned Fajr time, I mean the whole night went past, when I went Fajr time to call out the Azan, فَإِذَا سُلَيْمَانُ التَّيْمِي فِي مَكَانِهِ كَمَا تَرَكْتُهُ الْبَارِحَةِ Sulaiman al-Taymi was in the same position as I had left him last night. وَهُوَ وَاقِفٌ يُرَدِّدُ هَذِي الْآيَةِ He was still reading that same verse. Imagine their khushu, their khudu, completely cut off every other thing in the world. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, respected elders, ajeeb, they love for salah. Nabiya Kareem himself mentioned, ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah. Subhanallah. The coolness of my eyes has been placed in salah. When I engage in salah, that's the time my eyes are becoming cold. Abu Rayhana rahmatullahi alayh, he comes back from one expedition, goes to his family, he has his supper, he asks for wudu water, he makes wudu, and then he goes to the musalla and he begins to read, and he's reading one surah, then another, and then he continues, he just came back from an expedition. Imagine coming back from a long, tedious journey. And he comes home, just sees his family maybe for a few seconds, and he has a quick something to eat, and then he engages in salah. حَتَّى إِذَا أَذَّنَ الْمُؤَذِّنْ مِنَ السَّحْرِ Right till Fajr salah. And this was his condition. It is mentioned regarding him that, you know, when his wife was waiting for him at night. His wife was waiting for him, and he was completely engaged and so absorbed in his salah that he even forgot her waiting for him. So respected brothers, sisters and elders, it is important that we develop this khushu in our salah. We must imagine the greatness of Allah Ta'ala in front of us. There must be this awe, this fear, this shyness before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart must be utterly humbled before Allah ta'ala. Some type of shyness within us. Pondering over the greatness of Allah ta'ala. The love, recognition of Allah ta'ala's blessings. And think of our sins when we are reading our salah. But when our heart has become dead, then this is the problem. Then we lose this khushu. And therefore we need to ignite this heart of ours. And during these nights, alhamdulillah, we make dhikr, tilawat, and Ramadan is the time for supplicating, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to develop this khushu. So when a person empties his heart, and he removes everything else from his heart, he excludes everything. He removes everything from his heart, and he concentrates only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, when Adhan was called out, the face of his color would change. People ask him, what's happening? He say, don't you know in front of whom I'm going to stand now? Before whom I'm going to be standing? My Allah. You know, one of the Salaf al-Salihin mentioned, he said, Salah is like a slave girl offered to a mighty king. So he said, what do you think? If this king is offered a slave girl who's paralyzed, or one-eyed, or blind, or missing an arm or a leg, or she's very, very ill or ugly, do you think this king will accept this slave girl? He says, then how about the salah which Allah's slave offers? And he says, what if this king is given a slave girl who's dead? There's no soul in her. So imagine that salah which Allah's slave offers. And we are trying to seek Allah Ta'ala's closest to the salah. And we want to draw from the khazana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the condition of our salah, it is as though it is dead. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ And this is the khushu we need to develop in us. Not like a crow that just pecks its beak. So we're making ruku sajda without any khushu. like a cruise, just pecking its beak up and down. We don't even pause correctly in ruku. And when we say Sami Allahu liman hamida in qawma, we don't stand up upright in a calm position. We're supposed to be calm. Many people, they have hardly even raised their head from ruku and they already hurried into sajda. This is incorrect. Totally incorrect. There are masnoon du'as. And my beloved Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, Tamad Barakatum, Shaykh al-Hadith, he emphasizes in almost every bayan of his, Qawma, Jalsa, how we should be making itminan, calm. Not just rushing through our Qawma and our Jalsa between the two sajdas. Read with itminan. And there are masnoon du'as to read. And if we read these du'as, then we will find that we will develop the khushu. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned whoever makes wudu and performs the wudu well, then he reads two rakat of salat and he focuses on this salat completely. He doesn't think of anything else. All his sins, previous sins are forgiven. His sins are forgiven. So respected listeners, let us strive to gain khushu in our salah and strengthen our khushu. How do we develop this khushu? How do we attain this khushu? Ulama have explained. They say that first of all, when the adhan is called out, listen attentively to the adhan. Stop all other conversations and all other work and activities and listen to the adhan. And repeat the words of the muazzin. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We must say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So by you repeating the word of the adhan, you are conscientizing yourself of Allah Ta'ala's call, Allah's loftiness, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriya, salah, success, tawheed. So we are repeating the words of adhan. And then after adhan, we read the dua after adhan. Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tama, the dua we read. So already your mind now is now moving towards the direction of preparation for salah. Then when we make wudu, we make a wudu properly, the sunnat manner, and bearing in mind the du'as and the proper sunnah way, we use a miswak also. And then after we make wudu, we proceed for salah, even between adhan and iqamah, sometimes we are reading sunnah or that's the time when du'as are accepted. Then of course the garment which we are reading salah in. It is absolutely pathetic sometimes you see some people in the masjid. The type of garments that they're wearing, as though they're on a holiday, as though they're on a beach, on the beachfront. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Ya Bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. So we should be wearing decent clothes. Our clothes should be proper. We should be properly attired. We're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we've got a meeting for our dunya purposes, or we're giving a lecture in a varsity or a school or madrasa, then we don't wear our bermudas and go there for the meeting. So in a similar way, here we're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ayub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Ayub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, the Nabi Kareem had mentioned to him, that salli salata muwaddi'in. Read the namaz of a person who's bidding farewell to everything. As though this is your last salah. So if you feel now, you develop this consciousness and this feeling that perhaps this is my last salah. And the doctors have given you this last chance. Or they say, no, this is your last few minutes you got, and this is your last chance to read your last and final salah. So what type of salah will he read then? Can you imagine the khushu he will have then? The khudu he will have in his salah. He'll make sure he reads every verse properly. And he'll be so conscious that Allah Ta'ala is watching him. He'll be completely focused. Why? He knows the maut is going to overtake me now. So he'll be sincere in his salah. He won't fall asleep. His mind won't drift into anything else. So salli salata muwaddi'in. Let this be a lesson tonight, inshallah. And every time we read salah, think of this hadith of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, when Nabi Kareem advised him, He said, when you stand up to pray, pray as if it was a farewell prayer. It's the last prayer you got, the last salat, and now you're going to leave this world. Then when we are reading salah, we should try and ponder over the meanings of the verses. For some people, they do not know Arabic, so it's difficult, but at least some words you should learn, and some words we do understand, we do know. So at least try and, or the surahs that we normally read on our own, try and understand the translation, the meanings of that salah. Especially Suratul Fatiha, because we're reading in every single salah. Fard, wajib, nafil. And it's a beautiful surah with so much of meaning in it. Inshallah, if Allah gives us tawfiq, we'll discuss the tafsir also. I don't have much time now. Time is already is elapsing. But when a person reads Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, he's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this tawheed. So he's reminding himself over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very, very special surah. Ulama have mentioned that this surah has a great impact in the khushu of the person. So if a person ponders over Surah Fatiha, at least, inshallah. And then when we say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ رَبَّنَا سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى. The word Rabbi is mentioned. We don't just say in ruku, Subhanallah, or in sajda, Subhanallah. Perfectly correct. But we sing Subhana Rabbi. Rabbi means my Rab. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. My Rab. You're reminding yourself that you are talking about your Allah. So there's a connection. There's a bond between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this ibadah, this salah that you are making, it's a special occasion. It is a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted, the almighty, the most powerful. And Allah is listening to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets happy with the banda. So ulama also say when you are reading salah, then look at the place of prostration. Your gazes should be down at where you are going to perform salah. Of course, different postures, your gaze will be placed different places. But when you're standing in qiyam, then you look at where you're going to make sajda. Your eyes should not be closed. Your eyes shouldn't be roaming around and looking at everything else, but your posture should be perfect. You should be reading in a good pace. We shouldn't be hurrying and just trying to get over our salah quickly. The etiquettes, the adab of salah, are extremely important. There is a shaitan by the name of Khinzab. So Khinzab, you see, he tries to destroy our salah. He actually comes and he distracts you in salah. He reminds you of things that you forgot. Many a times. You completely forgot where you left something, or you're supposed to do some task. As you engage in salah, that's the time all those thoughts come back to you, and then you are reminded, oh, uskur kada wa kada, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, after namaz, you don't forget this. Why? He is jealous of you. When we stand up, shaitan is very jealous of us. Why? Because we are standing in the greatest position. We are closest to Allah Ta'ala. And this is very annoying to shaitan. Shaitan cannot stomach this. So he will try various tricks. He'll even make us feel as though a wudu has broken. If you're going to say, no. Unless you hear the sound or you smell the odor. Shaitan will try various tricks. He'll make us think of something in salat. And he'll even sometimes make us try and do some other ibadah so that we forget our salah. So one has to be very, very, very wary about these tricks of shaitan. Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu mentioned to you, ulama have mentioned also that, you know, when he would read salat with such humility and devotion that once when Makkah was under siege and Abdullah bin Zubair was in sajda, a missile from a catapult was launched at him. Part of his kurta, his garment was torn whilst he was praying, but he did not even raise his head. Didn't even raise his head. Like this, there are so many other incidents of the Salafi Saliheen, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een, the devotion they had, and they made sure that they were not distracted. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also emphasized the things that will distract the worshipper. Those things should be removed. There was a very decorated, colorful curtain, which says that Aisha radiallahu anhu used to cover the side of her house. Rasulullah told her, take it away from me because the decorations on this keep distracting me when I pray. And therefore, ulama have explained, when a person is extremely hungry, is starving, very, very hungry, and food has been prepared now, is being served, then let him eat first, and then perform salah, so that he has full concentration in his salah. If he's very hungry and now he goes to read his salah, no, then he will not have complete concentration. And also when a person has a need, an urge to answer the call of nature, Hadith of Rasulullah says, no, he must go and first relieve himself. He should not perform salah in that way. Why? Because all these things will make him hasty. He will have no concentration whatsoever. Even when a person is sleepy, he's now feeling very drowsy. Let him take a nap first and then perform his salah with full concentration and devotion. So a person who turns away with his heart during salah, we'll find that this person now, he lacks khushu. And therefore ulama say that we should try our level best to read abundant nafil salah also. By performing nafil salah, it will help us to make up for the deficiencies in our farz salat, and also it will help us now to gain concentration in our farz salat. Because nafil salah you're reading on your own, and you have ample time, and you are able now to concentrate and be more submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and read your namaz with full khushu and khudu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq, give all of us the tawfiq of concentrating in our salah and developing this khushu. I've given you a few ways of developing this khushu in our salah. Very important that we should not go for salah at the last moment. Many times as the iqama is now being said, then we are hastening and rushing to salah for salah. Then we are making wudu and we just merely just get the salat just before the imam is making salam. Now what type of salah is this? We should be in the masjid, the men of course, before, long ahead of time. When the azan is called, we should try and be already in the masjid. This last minute going for salah, as though we're doing Allah ta'ala favor, Allah does not need us. And we can see the result of our salah, what has happened to us now. May Allah forgive us. May Allah help us to perfect our salah. This is the lesson tonight. And inshallah we must repeat this and check again and listen to all the advices that were given. How do I develop this khushu in my salah? I need to have better concentration. Yeah, it's not possible. We are weak. That from the beginning, right till then, from the takbir at-tahrima, right till salam, we have complete concentration, devotion. We are human beings. Our minds will wander, but it won't wander so easily if you start practicing. And inshallah the day will come that from the beginning till the end, we have the complete khushu and khudu. So therefore, ponder over the meanings that are being recited. Enjoy your salah. Don't rush through your salah. Subhana rabbiyal azim, subhana rabbiyal ala. Your ruku must be perfect. Your sajda perfect. Your qoma, your jalsa, all your postures. Your eyes must be focused. Don't worry about anything else in the world. فَصَلِّي صَلَاةَ مُوَدِّعٍ Read salat as though you are bidding the entire world farewell. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to make amal. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Respected listeners, we know this is an odd night. And all of us need Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally independent. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to beg and beg and beg and beg and beg. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it when we are begging from Him. When we don't ask Allah ta'ala, then Allah becomes angry. It is important that we are asking for certain things. It's not necessary, as I mentioned previously, inshallah, one of the nights, I'll explain more about dua again. It's not necessary that the thing that we are asking for, immediately we get it. We want instant results. It's not that. That's not possible. Yes, sometimes Allah will give us immediately. Allah knows when to give us, how much to give us, why to give us, when not to give us. Everything is Allah's hands. But don't lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
These nights, these occasions are there for us to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq li dhalika sadr sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله we are making توبہ to you my Allah يا الله we are turning to you my Allah يا الله we fled from you my Allah by disobeying you my Allah يا الله we realize my Allah there is no other person who can forgive us my Allah there is no other person who can pardon us my Allah يا الله but you my Allah يا الله we have come back to you my Allah يا الله you give us tawfiq my Allah to come back to you my Allah Ya Allah, we are at your doorstep, my Allah. We are tapping at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are totally dependent upon you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are calling out to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We are asking you, my Allah. We are beseeching you, my Allah. We are imploring you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Open your doors of mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, open your doors of mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard this incident of the child, my Allah. Ya Allah, who troubled the mother, my Allah. Ya Allah, the mother tolerated the child for a long time until the mother lost her patience and tolerance and she spanked the child and she threw the child out of the house. That little child cried, went into the gullies and came back to the doorstep of the mother, my Allah. Ya Allah, this child cried, Ammi, Ya Allah. After some time, the mother was overwhelmed, my Allah, because you put mercy in her heart for the child. She opened the door, my Allah. She cuddled her child, my Allah. She kissed her child. She even wiped the tears off the child's cheeks, my Allah. Ya Allah, she placed her hands with shafqat and muhabbat over the head of the child. And she pressed the child onto her chest, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are arhamur rahimeen. Ya Allah, the mercy this mother shows to the child is not even a small fraction, less than a percent, my Allah, of the mercies that by you. Ya, you are arhamur rahimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, all mercy comes from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are your slaves, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have realized, my Allah, that one day we have to leave this world, my Allah. We have realized that there is an akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us a chance, Ya Allah, in this period, my Allah, of Ramadan. Ya Allah, to reflect, my Allah, to ponder, my Allah. We have realized your greatness, my Allah. We have seen your azmat and your kibriya, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have seen how helpless, how useless we are, my Allah. Ya Allah, we thought we were very powerful, my Allah. We thought we were very intelligent, my Allah. We thought we had all the wealth, my Allah. We thought we had all the skills, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you showed us how independent you are, my Allah. And how dependent we are upon you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have said, Ya Ayyuhannas, Antumul Fuqara'u ilallah. Wallahu wal ghaniyul hamid.
O people, you are beggars unto Allah. And Allah is most independent. Allah is full of praise. Allah is most praiseworthy. Ya Allah, we ask you, you are ghani, my Allah. Ya ghani, ya hamid, ya aziz, ya kareem, ya halim, ya wasi' al-maghfira. Ya dal jalali wal ikram. Ya dal jalali wal ikram. Ya dal jalali wal ikram. Ya Allah, we ask you by your ismi a'azam, your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula, your beautiful names, my Allah. So many names you have, my Allah. Which name of yours we can take tonight, my Allah? Ya Allah, that we can draw your mercy, your kindness. Ya Allah, your pleasure, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling, my Allah, that you have turned your gaze away from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, look at us again with a merciful glance, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor log. Ya Allah, we are great sinners, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got no sincerity in our a'mal, in our actions, our ibadah, whatever we do, my Allah, it's for name, for shame, for, ya Allah, just to get, ya Allah, for ostentation, ya Allah, for show, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, show us where we have gone wrong, my Allah. Guide us, put us back onto sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, put us on sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Keep us on sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not want to go to any other road, my Allah. You have mentioned, وَأَنْ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِي. Ya Allah, you have mentioned that this is my straight path. Follow this path. Don't go any other road, because then we will get lost, my Allah. Ya Allah, hidayat is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, Ya Allah, for hidayat, for guidance, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the khushu and khudu in our salat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us khushu and khudu in our salat, my Allah. Give us the ladzat of making munajat with you. Give us the sweetness of talking to you, my Allah. Give us the sweetness in our dhikr, my Allah, when you take your name, my Allah. Give us tranquility, peace of mind, serenity, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, when we go into sujood, make us enjoy the sweetness of sajda, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enjoy our rozas, my Allah. Let it not be like a burden upon us, my Allah. Let Taraweeh Salah not be like a burden upon us. Tilawat of the Quran must not be a burden, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if all these things like a burden to us, then, my Allah, we are like munafiqeen, then, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. The munafiqeen did not like salah, my Allah. Ya Allah, they would not read tilawat of the Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, haath jor karke, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tere saamne, Ya Allah. Aajizi ke saath, my Allah. Mere mola, mere aqa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tere pyare naam lekar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, yore, Ya Allah, hame is ummat mein rakha hai, Ya Allah. Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, Nabi ki sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tere pyare Nabi ki ummati, Ya Allah, tu ne hume banaya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you made us the ummati, Ya Allah, of your beloved Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is your most beloved Habib, my Allah. Ya Allah, for his sake, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah, have mercy upon us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, if tonight is Laylatul Qadr, grant us Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Grant it to us, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna ya kareem. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna ya kareem. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna ya kareem. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your zaat. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman, give us taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all bala, afat, musibat, dhillat, hawan, shurur, fitan, mihan, takalif, parishani. Ya qadhi al-haja, ya dhafi al-baliyat, ya halla al-mushkilat, ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Every person who has raised his hand, her hand, my Allah. Answer our du'as, my Allah. Accept our tawbah. Grant us tawbah and nasuha, my Allah. Give us a strong iman. Make us come back onto hidayat and sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. All those who requested duas, answer the jais duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those ihsan is upon us. Our parents, our asatiza, our mashayikh, may Allah. Our family members, our friends, our musallis, mutalliqeen, our students, may Allah. Whoever, in whichever way the ihsan is upon us, ya Allah. Grant them, ya Allah, from the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, may Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, give us maut in Madina Sharif. Baril in Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasuli Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy Qutur water from Nabiya Kareem Sir Mubarak has. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Hey, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, protect us from all types of tests and trials and tribulations, especially that of Dajjal, my Allah. If the Dajjal is to appear, ya Allah, make us be strong believers, my Allah. Don't make us become deceived by the traps of the Dajjal, my Allah. Protect us, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our entire nasal and progeny, my Allah. Make us be in the Jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi, radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Isa, alayhi salatu. Allah, do not take away iman from our hearts, my Allah. Make us be amanatdar, my Allah. Make us have sidqa, my Allah. Make us have honesty. Make us have taqwa. Ya Allah, give us a qalb sareem, a pure, clean heart, my Allah. Remove the jealousy, the pride, the anger we have, the malice, the filth we have in our hearts, my Allah. Allah, take away this evil character and this traits we have within us. That we just want to harm others, my Allah. Our own Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah. We just want to slander, my Allah. We just want to defame, my Allah. We just want to hurt, my Allah. Allah, may God become the coolest of eyes. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil-muttaqina imama. And open the doors of your masajid, the gate for us with ease, my Allah. Without any regulations, without any problems, my Allah. Like how it used to be before, my Allah. And help us to make your masjid abad, my Allah. Don't let there be any quarreling, my Allah. I'm begging you, my Allah. Create peace and unity amongst us, my Allah. Amongst the ummah of Nabi Kareem. So make us sunnahs come into our lives again. Make us become beacons of hidayat. Help us to give dawah to the non-Muslims and make them see the truth of Islam and bring them into Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with jannat with your doors, my Allah. Ya Allah, in jannat, ya Allah, give us the opportunity of seeing you, my Allah. Allah, put us some nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Put us some nafs and shaitan. Allah, make us kind people, soft-hearted, hayyin, layyin, my Allah. Don't make us become harsh and cruel. Don't make us deceive people, my Allah. Allah, in our dealings, my Allah. In our conduct, my Allah. Make us have the akhlaq of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, every good work of deen, accept it, ya Allah. Da'wat al-tabliq ki mehnat qabool farma. Khanka tazkiya ki mehnat qabool farma, ya Allah. Makatib, madaris, hifz classes, ya Allah. Ya Allah, darul ulum ki mehnat, ya Allah, qabool farma. In different organizations, ya, different people, individually, collectively, there are so many people doing such good works with such sincerity, my Allah. Accept all of them, ya Allah. Accept our programs, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be on the mizan of our hasanat on the day of Qiyamah. Make billions of people benefit solely for your pleasure, my Allah. Help us to connect with you, my Allah. Make us Allah wala now. Make us your friends now, my Allah. Make us your friends, my Allah. Make us your friends, my Allah. Fulawahat to ishq al-Muhammad of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us be in hidayat, in the means of hidayat. Don't make us be astray. Don't make us become leaders who lead others astray. My Allah, protect us, my Allah, protect us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, all our marhumin, give them jannah to firdaus, especially from our family, our friends, our mashayikh, ya Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.